The annual Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run started at the Solatna Sports Complex this year. Talking with Sergeant Brennan of the Solatna Police Department, and this has been quite a week for you guys. You had your memorial service, and now the major fundraiser for the Special Olympics is off and running. You've been a busy guy.
Oh, you know, we try to stay busy. We have lots of community partners. We like to give back as much as possible.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the background of the Torch Run and the Special Olympics. And these funds that are raised here today all go to our local Special Olympics. Am I right?
Absolutely. So the Torch Run's been going on 50-plus years around Alaska and across the country. It is one of the major fundraisings. Actually, more than 50% of the funds that Special Olympics has throughout the year on the peninsula come from this Torch Run. And everything we raise, 100%, stays on the peninsula for our athletes.
You know, sports is something that is in everybody's blood. They love, and a spectator sport, especially when you get to my age and you can't participate much anymore. However, to be here, to see the faces, to see the pets, to see the bikes, to see the whole community turning out for this Torch Run, it's something that's very special indeed.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. From Special Olympic athletes to their coaches to law enforcement, our families, CES is out here supporting us. It's just a great event.
And the funds all go to our local Special Olympic events throughout the year.
Yes. Yes, and like I said, 100% of the funds, so nothing that we raise goes anywhere off the peninsula. It's all here.
Do you know any dollar amount on how much has been raised here today?
It's over $6,000 this year, which is much bigger than last year. Since COVID, the run kind of tapered off, and we're getting back bigger and bigger every year, so it's been great.
Generous community.
Very generous community. Always have been. It's a wonderful place to be.
Are you going to be running today?
I am going to walk briskly, and I'm a little too old to be running that fast, but my wife's out there running, so she's doing it for me.
Now, there may be some listeners who say, oh, darn, missed it, but I would like to contribute to support the effort of the Special Olympics, especially here locally. How can they do that?
Absolutely. Well, you can go online to the Alaska Special Olympics, and they have, and you can donate straight online. There are lots of athletes have put stuff up on Facebook as well with donation links, and those links stay active so you can continue to go on there and donate.
You guys are great. Not only do you protect our quality of life, but you give to building it for everybody. Those who have a Special Olympic medal looking at their smiles as they'll be coming back here soon.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I love being a part of it, and I love seeing their faces.
Sergeant Toby Brennan, the race is off and running, and I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that very special sound of KSRM.